Hello, everyone. This is Esperantha Ray, your host with New Consciousness, New World on the BBS radio station. Welcome you to New Consciousness, New World. And this Sunday was Mother's Day, so we can't forget the fact that it was Mother's Day. And as a special for mothers, I want to sing the song, Love, which I've sung before. And of course, this goes out to all the audience as a raising the vibration and kind of connecting us to the divine and the light. And especially to the mothers out there, a special blessing of light and love so that you may, through your teaching, through your own personal learning, bring that light and love to your children, to your children, and teach them how to be loving beings in our world, you know, a little world that's a little bit chaotic right now, and that is desperate for more and more light and love. Before I sing the song, I'd like to basically announce that in the next show, from 2 weeks from now, we will be talking about the dark-eyed children. Nobody seems to know very much about them, so I want to make sure that you invite as many friends and family members, whoever, that you know, spread the word that we're going to be talking about the children with the black eyes that are going in pairs of two door to door, and versus the star children. So it's going to be very exciting, very interesting that I hope you will all enjoy. And that being said, today we're going to do the higher self and the divine self and the multidimensional functioning and the difference from our understanding of higher self and the difference between the divine self and how that works with a multidimensional functioning and how it's a little bit different from what most people understand by higher self. All right. So without more further waiting, I'd like to sing this song that we've sung before. I kind of named it Take My Hand, but in reality is Have I Told You Lately That I Love You? So the song is the love song. Okay. So, have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you just how much I care? You are the apple of my eye, and I will always be by your side, leading you home. Leading you home, leading you home, leading you home. Take my hand and I will guide you. Take my hand, never be alone. Take my hand, take my hand, and I will keep you safe. I will hold you steady. Take my hand and come on to me. There I will be beside you, always beside you. It's short and brief. However, there is a new verse coming, believe it or not. I know that for a fact. So I will share that with you as soon as we have the words. And for those of you who may be new to the program, this song is a message from God, from the divine, to myself in some of my darkest moments, which was 2012. And it was an indication that even though I was in a moment involved in what they call the dark night of the soul, and believe it or not, this is part of our spiritual progress. There's actually two or three levels of the spiritual darkness of the soul, and it's a progression from one state to another. And at some point in that progression, we go into moments of closing ourselves and isolating and becoming dark. So it's part of the challenge. It's part of the growth, and it's natural process. So nothing to be frightened of. And that's one of the reasons why I want to share it with you, because if some of you are going through this process, you know that you're not alone. Know that you're in the right path, and know that this will too shall pass. And as a result of that, you will become more and more evolved, more spiritual, more enlightened, and wiser, hopefully. That being said, this was a beautiful song that was indicating that the divine is always there, that we're always interconnected. The only thing that at times prevents us from being able to access or know or be connected is our own limitations, our own fears, and our own moments of doubt, and the spiritual growth process that we have to go through. So this was a beautiful way of the divine saying, here I am. I'm aware of what's going on with you. Not only that, but I love you, and this is what I have to say about it. So just wanted to share that with you. And also like to do it because it brings us all into a vibration of extraordinary light and to some degree multidimensional functioning as well, which is a term that not everybody is aware of, but I think we all will become more and more aware as more light and more energy and more vibration encompasses and surrounds our planet Earth and the universe around it. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about the higher self, the divine, and how multidimensional functioning is different from the connection that we normally have of the divine self. And this is something that I've learned in the process of spiritual growth. I started out with connecting with the higher self, and we all do that. We find different ways of connecting, and each is a progression of the other. All right. So the higher self is a term which normally is associated with, you know, it's different in different belief systems. But the basic concept is an eternal powerful being which transcends space-time with a higher level of consciousness, an intelligent being who is one's real self, and it's our true nature. It's more attuned with the divine. Now, what I understand by the higher self, it's the next level up from our physical self in the sense of connecting to the divine. At the physical level, we are connected to the divine. We are never separate. The only thing that prevents us from being connected is our non-belief or disbelief or misunderstanding of connectivity to the divine. The divine self to me is much higher up in the scale. So how can I paint a picture for you to make it a little easier? Well, let's see if we can do it this way. When we are created by the divine, when our eternal being is created by the divine, which transcends time space, it is like an energy, a flame that is sent out from the heart of the divine and manifesting. However, because the divine, the ultimate divine, has such a high energy vibration, such a light rhythm, and such a very powerful existence as a being, it cannot manifest at the physical level. So what has to happen is that that flame divides into two. You could compare it to the reproduction of a cell. First, you start out with one cell, and then gradually the cell multiplies into more and more cells, which are smaller, but they still, and that's when they form the being, the physical being, made out of physical matter that you can touch and feel with your physical senses. All right. The higher self is not limited to the physical senses, and that's probably the first level of connectivity beyond the physical. So when you experience that, you're taking the first step. You could say you're ascending to the first grade. Well, the divine is higher than that. It's at the 12th grade when you are close to graduating, or maybe even when you get out of university, per se. Okay, so the two flames divide again. And at these levels, these flames exist and are in connection with you. And each one performs a specific function. And each function is more and more in communion. So what happens as we ascend the levels in the much the same way you ascend the chakra energy fields in spiritual growth in consciousness, you do the same of these higher levels, the 8th, 9th, 10th chakra levels into the divine and ultimate level where you are in oneness with the ultimate divine. And with all things, for that matter, with all creation, there's a connectivity, there's a synchronicity, there's a union, and there's a communion as well. That's why multidimensional functioning and absolute knowledge, which is the level of consciousness and communication that exists at that level, is so much, it's much more than just sending out a message, sending out a body language, sending out a tone or a note per se. And you could compare them to octaves. So each octave, the flame just divides further and further. And each one has a lower and shorter tone, for that matter. So as each one comes down, at one point when we reach the seventh chakra level in descension, at that octave, it's when the being starts to manifest at the physical level. So let's talk about a little bit of the birth process in this progression. So basically, the flame is created by the ultimate divine being at the moment of creation. And after that, all things are eternal and exist in the presence of the creator. As each octave comes down, the 8th and 9th octave is when the energy field of the mother, for example, is being prepared for the birth process. It's the energy vibration is in sync with the divine for the creation and manifestation into physicality of a divine engendered being. And this is very important that we understand this, because it's going to relate to when we talk about the children with the dark eyes and, you know, with the black eyes. It's going to be relevant because we're going to talk about their coming into existence, how they're regenerated and all that. And so it's important to know how there was put into place the organization or plan of manifesting into physicality set forth by the divine. It is important to understand that, because anything that is supposed to be manifest on this planet is supposed to follow this process. Anything that does not follow the process, unless it manifests like a vision or through the connectivity that we have to the other realms, would not be of the light in a physical generated being. So, like I said, please tune in 2 weeks from now, because it's going to be in a powerful, powerful explanation of how these beings are created and what they are and who they are and what they represent and what their purpose here is. And it's very relevant to what we're discussing now. Okay, so you come down in the octaves. That brings each octave shorter and lower, pretty much like sopranos all the way down to the altos and so forth. And as each one comes further down, it's divided and divided and divided. And it is at these levels of division that each flame in itself divides further and further, creating different aspects of the higher self, which in turn manifests different aspects of our decisions. So, for example, the multidimensional level is multidimensions. We do not exist in one dimension. I mean, science currently is proving this. We know this through quantum physics and higher levels of physics beyond quantums that are now starting to come to the light and proving that a lot of the things that we as spiritual beings understood from our own personal experience that we were not able to scientifically replicate into what we consider an experiment that can provide validation to the experience, then it was automatically concluded that it was imaginatory or made up or paranormal or evil or witchcraft or whatever you want to call it. So as the octaves divide, they go into manifesting different aspects of our desires. So when we make a choice, even as very, very, very young children, even as we lay in the womb with certain features, there are different aspects of ours that are being born in other dimensions with other aspects. For example, let's say in this life, I want to be brunette with light brown eyes and curly hair. Well, maybe in another dimension, I want to be born blonde, blue eyes, and straight hair. Or in another dimension, green eyes, blonde hair, curly hair. In another dimension, brown hair, straight hair with blue eyes. I mean, the combinations are limitless, and that is true for what we're able to accomplish. That is what functioning at the multidimensional level is. It's having the awareness of all these existences, not just having the awareness, but also being able to transcend from one dimension to the other with fluidity and understanding and remembrance and knowing of what's happening in other dimensions. And you can, once you're able to connect to one or several of the other dimensions, by what you're doing at functioning at the multidimensional level is precisely being able to connect. And once you've connected to that dimension one time, you're basically hardwired in, kind of thing, if that is possible, at a higher etherical level. And you're basically set to connect as a need to basis or as a desired to basis. The amount of capability and knowledge and information is multifold, of course. You can access so much information, and yet you would not be overwhelmed because you're doing it the right way. You're learning to function at the multidimensional level in a gradual process. If you remember the last show's conversation, I mentioned that there are no shortcuts. Trying to shortcut will actually shortcut you, will actually turn off your radio, okay? You may be able to open it, but you will either damage it, possibly, or you could actually lose control of it, which would be even worse. So the purpose of not taking shortcuts in a spiritual level is because it accesses what you need when you're ready for it. And I've already mentioned in the previous shows, those of you who may not have listened to the show, please go ahead into the archives. They are now free. So you're welcome to listen to the previous shows and find out some of the topics we discussed, because we're kind of following a line of explanation and a learning process. And obviously we cannot go over everything we discussed in 1 hour previously in this show, because it's also 1 hour. So I encourage you to go ahead and review some of the archives and the previous recordings of the show so you can understand better what's going on, and more importantly, utilize the exercises that have been taught in the past and take advantage of those to help you move forward in your progression and understanding how multidimensional functioning works. Now, going back to the topic of the higher self. So the higher self is that flame which is beyond the physical, but it's directly connected to the physical. And it's connected to the higher selves within the other dimensions. All right. So once you connect with the higher self, you gradually develop your energy high enough that you can go to the next octave, and through the next octave, connect to more and more and more based on that. And as you move higher and higher up, you're connecting all the octaves, not just horizontally, but you're connecting the octaves vertically as well. And that at that point, when you reach the multidimensional functional level, that's when you're connected with the ultimate divine, well, your divine self, which is in turn connected with the ultimate divine. And that's the existence within the God consciousness level and in communion with the God consciousness. Although we already achieve a lot of this connectivity prior to that, it's just like fine-tuning your instrument so that it's able to play higher, more perfect notes. It's sort of like training your voice. If you're like a singer, it's training your voice so that you can sing country, you can sing pop, you can sing rock, or you can sing opera. All of it requires training, and yet there are different ways of expressing your voice, the notes, and the rhythm. And taking that into account, each octave descends. And as we move up in the octave realm, through the different flames, we develop more and more fine awareness, and we're incorporating higher knowledge at each octave at different ways. And that's why multidimensional functioning is so powerful, and it works so well because you're not limited to what your senses perceive at the physical level. Now, let me tell you one of the downsides, though, because it's also important that we understand what some of the downsides are when you are trying to progress at a spiritual level. Some of the first things that you're able to do is, for example, read tarot cards, astrology or divination, or in some cases commune with the people who have passed. Now, under no circumstances should you be requesting communion with the people who have passed, because you really have no control over what you're going to get. You really don't, regardless of how people tell you, oh, we have a foul proof. I've known people who were in the business for years and years and years, and they were experts and some of the top people, and things went wrong eventually. Sooner or later, things ended up going wrong, and the results are not something you want to deal with in your life. You better know people who can help you out, because if you don't, you could be stuck, screwed up for life, and I mean seriously screwed up, okay? You don't want to mess with things that you don't No, and you don't want to mess with things that you know you cannot help yourself with. That is one of the reasons why our work is so powerful and so important, because one of the key factors is teaching you how to protect yourself. More importantly, helping you to think for yourself by simply learning the techniques and allowing you to be the connectors and get this knowledge for yourself, not necessarily to take everyone's word for it or my word for it all the time. It's important that you do believe some of the things we say, like the techniques do work, but it's not so important that you believe every word we say, because you are thinking for yourself, you're connecting for yourself, and each person's experience is a little bit different. Just like our life's experience is different, whether we're in the same math class together, same English class, our experience of math is going to be different than the other person's in our math class. Our English class experience are going to be different. So each area, each experience we go through, everything we learn is just slightly different because we are different. We are all connected, yet we are unique, and we are specially divine and individually created to have different capabilities and ways, different perspectives. Okay, so I think we've covered the what the explanation of the higher self is. we've gone into what the divine self is, which is at the top. It's connected. Now, before you can actually connect with the Godhead itself, you will go through the God voice, which is Metatron. And Metatron will then help you and help your vibration increase until you go through the process of actually directly connecting with the divine, ultimate divine on your own, and your vibration will be in tune, because it's not easy to go from zero or 100 to one, you know, and that is what being with the divine is oneness. All right. So once we're manifest, we have the ability to move what I guess in some spheres would be called reverse engineering kind of mentality, if you think about it from that perspective. It's like when you're giving a powerful invention, you're not quite sure what it's supposed to do. That's really you. You don't know what you really are, who you are, and what you're supposed to be able to do. And now, as you connect with a higher self, you're reverse engineering and you're realizing, oh, I can learn to do this. I can learn to do that. Now, we were talking about the tarot cards. We were talking about a divination. We were talking about the astrology and Mayan calendars and all this great stuff. And all those are interesting. But what I have found through my progress and my continuing growth is that those are side effects. Those result from who you are as a divine being. There is so much more to you than just that. And if you do not wish and become fascinated with the distractions, with the side effects, you will never reach the core of who you are, what you are, and where you're going. And you will not achieve the divine connection with yourself or with the ultimate divine, the creator that is. And this is very important because, you know, I've gotten sidetracked just like anybody else, but you have to bring back and at times, again, come back to the basics and understand that it is important to acknowledge those things, because it's an understanding of your abilities, your gifts as a divine being, but it's just the first floor. It's just the ground. It's just the foundation. It's just the basics. And if you think that's fascinating, imagine rising up and going much, much further. Imagine the abilities, the gifts. Now, some people consider this In the past, they used to consider this heresy or Sikh religion, or, you know, considering yourself God. I don't like to look at it from that perspective. I like to look at it from, wow, if we are created in the image of the divine, imagine what the divine must be like. How powerful, how grandiose, how magnificent. If it can create a being like you, like me, that has these other capabilities, this ability to walk on water, this ability to raise the dead from, and these things are not things that I'm inventing. These are things that Jesus, Yeshua, stated, and it is written in the Bible. These and greater gifts you shall have. You will be able to walk on water. You will be able to raise the dead. You would be able to heal. But first, we have to have a mustard seed belief, at least. And trust me, the ability to do tarot cards is less than the mustard seed. So just imagine how much more there is beyond. You're just looking at the tip of the iceberg. And if you know how a tip of an iceberg works, imagine all that lies underneath what appears to be the surface. How much more? I mean, the iceberg is so tiny compared to what else is underneath. So that is what you, as a being that's searching for light, for spirituality, to grow, not to be limited, not to be distracted, but simply to acknowledge and move to the next level and to the next octave and to the next vibration. until you become all that you are and you understand and know it, and you've reached that level where now you are one. And that's what we're going through in our planet. We're going, I mean, there's been, if you look through history, I was fortunate enough to be able to study European history, which is a little longer than the US history. And, you know, going back into the Mongol reign and the Chinese reign and all those reigns, you've had moments of darkness and moments of light. We are coming into and entering a moment, not quite, but almost, a moment of severe, very serious darkness. What we need to remember, the positive side, is that moment, that darkness is going to be the last time. Because from this time, we become connected with the divine, and we no longer live and are limited by the physicality or the illusion, the illusionary world that we call reality. Ironically, isn't it? People call people who can see beyond saying that they have hallucinations. Now, granted that there are people out there who have hallucinations, no question about that. However, that does not mean when you can access these realms of consciousness and level of realities that these existence and this experience is not real. In reality, it is the real aspect of ourselves is the eternal. You probably mostly know that, all most of you. So I will not dwell on that too much. And obviously, the multidimensional functioning is going beyond the higher self. And as you ascend in the octaves, you begin to have access to more and more and more multidimensional levels until you've incorporated all of them into oneness. And then we have the different existence at the dimensions. When you come down to the physical level, you have so many different variations of aspects of the self and different ways of looking at reality because you want to incorporate that. Now, we used to call these past lives. We used to call these the past, and we still do. And then we refer to things that we have no access to, the future. In reality, think about this. If all that exists is now, there truly is no past as we understand it. There is no future as we understand it. But all things are taking place in the here and now. So when you see in the Bible the comments like, well, this is going to happen in your time, you're thinking, well, gosh, they were totally wrong because we're already in the future and this has passed and this hasn't been. Well, guess what? Wrong. You just have awareness of that dimension as existing in the past when in reality it's here and now. At the same time that I am talking right now, that's happening. At the same time that you're listening to me, that's happening. At the same time that this radio show is taking place, that is happening, but we know it as the past. So your being born is happening in the now. Your passing over to the other side is happening in the now. We just do not have awareness of what we consider the future. We do have awareness of what we consider the past, our birth. And some of us who are able to look beyond the separation of the dimensions of what we consider the future can experience or can have knowledge and can have understanding of what will happen when you pass. You can have awareness of how you're going to pass, when you're going to pass, and so much more, not just yourself, but everybody else, because we are all interconnected. All right. So we reached half of our program, and I'd like to dedicate the rest of this time to the actual meditation, a multidimensional meditation, so that you can experience connecting with the divine. Now, As I have mentioned, all of this happens in a progressive level. So don't feel uncomfortable or failed, like you have failed, if you do not feel that you've reached the ultimate divine, because for some people it can be pretty much easy. And for some people, it will require a little bit more effort. And that has nothing to do with some people necessarily being more gifted or less gifted. It has to do really with your belief system and your ability to change that belief system and allow. One of the things that a lot of spiritual beings or gurus or master teachers say, get out of the way and allow the divine to guide you. And I have to say, that is a very powerful statement, because it's easy to say, I commit to this, I surrender to that, and I will achieve this, and these are my goals. However, it's another thing. And sometimes even saying it is not that easy, because you require that it requires a certain level of mental commitment as well when you make a statement of that sort. However, to make a statement is not as difficult as it is to actually follow through and make it and take step by step actions to accomplish that. It requires a lot more. Okay, so do not be discouraged. I have surrendered my will to serve the divine, the ultimate divine. And I can tell you that it was not easy to make those statements. And it took a while to get to that level where I actually saw that that was something that I desired to do. And it was part of my path, and it was part of my calling, it was part of my purpose. And knowing and having reached that point and doing the surrendering over some 15, 20 years ago, I'm still finding myself fighting the process at times. It's so hard sometimes to let go. I mean, you can let go of some things, but there are other things that we have a challenge with, okay? So if you'd like to sit yourself in a comfortable position, we're going to do a meditation, a beautiful meditation, where you're going to connect with the divine self. And I'm going to walk you through the process. First, we're going to do breathing. And then as you do the breathing, for those of you who've never gone through this type of meditation before, you need to focus your attention on your entire body at once. So one way to accomplish that is to scan your body up and down as you're doing the breath exercises, so that your body is constantly sending the air to what you have in mind. And somehow that air and that breath is transforming you rhythmically, tone-wise, vibration-wise, and it's just very powerful. So allow it to happen. And if I say something you don't feel comfortable with, know that you're in control and that you always can just ignore that statement if for whatever reason you feel a little bit uncomfortable with it, okay? So hands on your lap, feet flat on the floor, and this is a great position to learn to meditate from and get into the state, because this is the position we use most in our life. So let's learn to meditate from this state, and then you can use whatever position you want. Lying down, I would recommend only before going to sleep, because it's very easy for you to fall into that state. All right, so let's go ahead. Now, take a deep breath, and as you bring in the air, your mind and thoughts focus on your entire being from head to toe. You're scanning your body head to toe as you breathe in. Breathe out. Do the same. Scan your body head to toe, toe to head, head to toe, toe to head. And exhale. Counting 1, 1, 1. Take another deep breath, scanning up and down. Deep breath, slow. Relax, going deeper. As you exhale, focus your attention on your entire body. Release the number 2, 3 times, 2, 2, 2. So you repeat that mentally. Take another deep breath, focus your attention on your entire body. As you exhale, feel the vibration of your breath moving within, releasing, moving higher into the level of consciousness. Inhale, another breath. Focus on the entire body. Deep, slow. As you exhale, release all tensions, ligament pressures. Count mentally 4, 4, 4 and feel your vibration going higher and higher. Take another deep breath. Focus on your entire body. Relax, go deeper into a heightened, more aware level of consciousness. Closer and closer to the multidimensional level, and as you exhale, focus your attention on your entire body. Relax deeper, deeper. Release any tensions or ligaments. Count to the number 5, 3 times. 5, 5, 5. Take another deep breath. Focus your attention on your entire body. Feel the breath moving within. Feel the light vibration increasing as you become more and more light, more and more higher vibration. Exhale, focus on your entire body, release all that is not of light, all that is not of vibration, all that is not of higher consciousness. 6, 6, 6. Take another deep breath. Focus on your entire body, going deeper, deeper until you become the sound of a higher octave, the divine octave that you are. And as you exhale, slowly allow and focus your attention on your entire body and allow anything that is not of a higher consciousness, higher vibration, higher tonality, be released. 7, 7, 7. Relax. You are now at the multidimensional level, deeper, higher, more perfect, and complete alignment. Now, I want you to visualize a pillar of light. And before we say the pillar of light, I want you to think of the most powerful prayer that exists for you. Some may be the Our Father or a chant, whatever is the most powerful form of vibration that you're aware of. Say it now, just for a moment. And now, relax, go deeper. For protection, I want you to visualize the pillar of white light, which connects you directly with a divine, ultimate divine, the God consciousness. And this is an absolute, unconditional pillar of white light, the most powerful vibration that exists in the universe. Unconditional love, unconditional love, unconditional vibration of love. And nothing can withstand within this vibration that is not of the light. This holds you protected and can be used to heal, to acquire knowledge, and most of all, to protect. It is used by the hierarchies of light to intermingle and make sure that the person they're interacting with is of the light. Otherwise, they can be destroyed. This is the white pillar of light. And we also have special mantra connected to it. But today we're not going to be using it because the intent is the same with whether you use the sacred words or you just set the intention for the pillar of light. Relax, go deeper. Now, I want you to project yourself. I will click my fingers and I want you to project yourself to a green valley with some mountains on the far side. 1, 2, 3. Visualize yourself in this beautiful green, luscious valley surrounded by fresh, beautiful, pure air. Allow yourself to bathe in the freshness, the light, and the sounds that surround, the wind blowing, birds maybe singing nearby, And you make your way across towards the higher part, towards one of the tips of the mountains that is not too far from you. So you start walking, moving. Space-time does not matter at this level. You're at the multidimensional level. You are a divine being made in the image of God. You have greater understanding, compassion, wisdom, light, and love. And you continue to walk. And now you find yourself at the foot of this mountain. And you find your way on getting up. Now, each one of you can use your imagination for getting to the top. You have about 1 minute to do so. Whatever you can imagine can be a reality. Allow yourself to walk up the mountain, move up the mountain, and reach the top to connect with your divine self. Relax, go deeper. Moving closer and closer to the top, closer and closer to who you are, closer and closer to that divine self. Relax, go deeper. All right, now, when you get to the top, the Christ consciousness, the Christ is there with you, welcoming you into the light, into the wisdom. And in front of you lies your temple, your divine temple of who you are. Through the Christ, walk into your temple and allow yourself to connect with the divine self that you are. Take a moment to sit with the self, with the divine self, and commune, experience, or have a conversation, ask questions. Whatever you wish to be for you is right for you. You are a divine being made in the image of God. You have greater understanding, compassion, wisdom, light, and love. And that light and love you bring with you. Allow the divine in to you. This is who you are. Allow the divine of who you are to embrace you, to be that which you are, to know, welcome yourself to who you truly are, not what society, but what you are. Relax, go deeper, and allow yourself to commune with who you are. You may hear beautiful notes and sounds in the background, bringing your vibration more into alignment. Relax. Allow your physical body to be aligned as you are here with the divine blueprint that was created for you by the divine and who is you in truth. You are a divine being made in the image of God. You have greater understanding, compassion, wisdom, light, and love. Relax. Go within. Relax. You are a divine being, made in the image of God. You have greater understanding, compassion, wisdom, light, and love. And this is so. Relax. Relax. Say your goodbyes temporarily from the divine self. Remember that you can always return here on your own through the following the same meditation steps. You are now connected to your divine self. You are a divine being made in the image of God. You have greater understanding, compassion, wisdom, light, and love. So as you come out back into the tip of the mountain and make your descent gradually, you notice that you bring with you the Christ consciousness, the Christ love, the divine love that you are. And as you step, each step that you take out of the temple, out of your temple, out of your divineness, you bring that divineness with you because you are one. You are not separate. You are one, one with the divine within. One with the divine, the ultimate divine. And as you step, you take into back into our realm of consciousness, time, space, you bring that light with you, opening up the light into the world, being a catalyst for the light, for the light, for the light, for the wisdom, for the wisdom, for the wisdom, for all that is of you that is supposed to be manifest this time space. Maybe things you have forgotten or things you weren't aware gradually become known to you. And as you walk back further, further and down into the valley, allow yourself to bring that light, and each step you take touches the earth, and the earth is filled with higher vibration, higher light, higher consciousness, higher being. Relax. Bring that light with you. Know that is part of you. Know this is who you are. Know that is there to serve you. All you have to do is ask, and it provides. We're going to come out of level, returning to the here and now. I will count to five. At the count of five, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and perfect health, feeling perfect, relaxed, conscious. One, two, coming out slowly. Coming back to the here and now, relaxed, calm, balanced, peaceful. Four, five, open your eyes, wide awake, feeling fine and perfect health. Feeling better and better and better, healthier, healthier and healthier. Relax, calm, peaceful, more aligned, more attuned with who you are. And this is something you can repeat whenever you desire, because it is good to refresh and to create that connection. And the more you create this connection with the self, with the divine self, the more in tune you become to that. It's sort of like playing a note on a piano and you can't seem to quite reach it, but each time you're getting closer and each time your voice is becoming more and more flexible until you hit that note perfectly. And that is what you're going to be doing. So I hope this helps you. And I'll share briefly, since we still have a couple more minutes, I'll share briefly what I experienced at the top. You might have had other different structures. Mine was pretty much like a Greek temple, you know, squared with a whole bunch of columns. It turns out that once I entered into the temple, which was surrounded by a way, by a little waterway, like a moat in a castle, and as I walked in, you kind of washed your feet because there was just like a little bridge with just a touch of water, and it purifies and heals me. And then I walk in and I step into myself, to the divine, and I connect with the divine like a huge sphere of light that just surrounds me and connects with who I am. And my blueprint, my physical blueprint, begins to align with a divine blueprint, so that my body is brought into a level of vibration that allows for healing to take place. Each of the columns is then converted into a being of light that has a trumpet, you know, angels with columns. I don't know how many there were, about 13 or so, or 24. Didn't stop to count. But these angels have these trumpets, and they, you know, like in the pictures of ancient times, this huge, very thin trumpet. And they just all sounded at the same time, perfectly synchronized. And the note is perfect and identical for all. And this vibration just starts to tune my very being and bring me into alignment with the divine essence of who I am. And I become the tone, I become the vibration, I become the note, I become the divine within. And then when I come out and I just walk, that light, that vibration is with me, and all I touch is brought into balance again. And this is a wonderful experience, because when we have moments of difficultness, we can, moments of hardship, we can bring ourselves back into alignment and into balance. So think about this. Use until our next session. And again, we're going to be talking about the children with the eyes, the black eyes, and versus the star children. I think you will find it a very interesting topic. So please invite your friends, family members, and coworkers, whoever you share your spirituality with. Tell them to join us and experience and understand a little bit more about who they are, what they are, and the reason why we're here. Wishing you many blessings for the next 2 weeks, okay? Wishing you much love and light, and keep up the good work. Happy Mother's Day, mothers, and blessed be all. May the light guide and protect you. So be it.